and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And today, our first story, beyond even the story, I found myself constantly having to refrain from just posting clips from a movie.
Okay. And,
Miss America Pageant has announced they will no longer be having a swimsuit competition, and possibly also will no longer be having a... I was going to say dressing gown.
A dressing gown
competition, which has stirred up people's feelings, but just kept giving me flashbacks to Miss Congeniality.
Yes.
Which I've seen way too many times.
With all the random things like the hairspray on the butt.
Yeah. and the chicken cutlets. And I was just like, so as I kept seeing people posting and talking about this, I just kept thinking of that whole thing of, it's not a beauty pageant. And I just wanted to post like gifs of that repeatedly of them saying, it's a scholarship program.
Right.
It's a scholarship. But also just, yeah, all the different moments from Miss Congeniality, which has, I'm pretty sure, warped my view of what the Miss American pageant is.
Right.
Because I can't remember the last time I saw one. But again, I've seen Miss Congeniality so many times.
And then I just always think of the gif that gets posted. And I don't even remember the date because that's terrible. But, you know, what's your perfect date? I think it's April whatever.
Which, on the one hand, I kind of knew what he was meaning. But as she started to talk, I got convinced that she was right. I was like, yes, that is a perfect date. Not specifically and not necessarily where I live, but just in general because it's in the middle of spring. But it's not. She's right. She's literally right. Why are we all laughing? But yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, this is part of, I don't know, rebranding, maybe?
Because,
I mean, the Miss Congenial pageant.
See?
All off. The Miss America pageant is at least from the 50s and possibly from, like, the 30s or something.
Yeah, let's find out when that started. I'm curious now.
And actually started as a swimming suit competition.
So it's... Which, if it started any earlier, I'm just picturing some of the one-piece bathing suits that are like bathing costumes, and
yeah,
that would have been hilarious.
The bathing at the sea costumes that were made of wool. Yes, let's model those. But yeah, so there was a lot of people who were like, but it's a beauty pageant, and you started as a swimsuit beauty pageant. It's just
right.
Like, what is this now? What does this mean for A, beauty pageants, but B, kind of reality? The beauty pageant doesn't care about beauty. It's just like,
1921.
Wow, even I, wow.
Yeah, so they could have had some of those.
I mean, that makes kind of sense because 1921, start of the jazz era, so women were getting more loose. I was going to say loose, but that's not what I mean.
Dresses suddenly got shorter with the flapper era.
And the hair got shorter. And yeah.
Women were just going crazy.
Well, I mean, it was Prohibition, which did not work as planned, so everyone was going crazy.
Yes.
We were all on, you know, speakeasy. Jen and I clearly don't know anything about speakeasies. But yeah, so Miss America pageant has, you know, they said, we will no longer judge our candidates on their outward physical appearance because it is a scholarship program. I can't ever see that except for Sandra Bullock saying that to Candace Bergen in the car. I can't hear that now. Even if it's like a not at all connected beauty pageant scholarship, this is a scholarship. my whole world has been turned by Miss Congeniality. Goodness.
Yes. Apparently you cannot see anything else.
I really can't.
Yes.
But yeah, so this got a lot of attention on social media in general. But with people sort of falling very strongly into one camp or the other, a lot of people thinking, oh, this is great. And it goes along with, you know, the Me Too and the Time's Up movement and women, you know, as we're gaining our equality and that whole thing, we don't have to be judged on our appearance and blah, blah, blah. Mm. I did like someone who didn't seem to take either, but was talking about how when she had competed and how the talent portion used to be like longer and worth more points, and now it's not that. And so she hopes with this we go back to talent. And I'm just like, yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Not that it's a, you know, a talent competition because it's a scholarship program, but right. I but actually think I'd that much would rather be
see. I'd much rather see someone who has worked very hard to perfect some kind of skill than just right. walking around in heels and a bathing suit.
I mean, not that that's not a skill, because no, it I is. Would fail it is. Miserably.
I mean, I can walk in heels and I wear heels, but those stages always look so darn slippery. Yeah. But oh, they don't do the heels anymore, do they? They've been barefoot for a while.
Have they?
I think so. This Again, is terrible. Neither of us really know anything right. about them, but I think they've been barefoot for a while.
But like even some people who were, you know, against this move, but some people who just thought it was great, posted a lot of GIFs of like different people walking mm-hmm. in bathing suits. And mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the fact with the background that I could tell it's a pageant, I would have thought it was like a runway.
Right.
They were walking with confidence and way more confidence than I would ever be in a bathing suit.
Practice.
I'm just like,
I mean, I'm sure they
oh,
practice,
I know they do. Yeah. Because again, my whole beauty pageant is either Miss Congeniality or for a while I was watching Toddlers and Tiaras, which is a whole nether world
yeah.
of beauty
oh,
pageants
wow.
because those
let's
are
not, let's not go there.
Toddlers and lots of makeup
yeah.
and hairspray.
Way so much makeup.
Going
Can I just
on there?
Interject here to say that as I was looking up history of the Miss America pageant, mm-hmm. I just moused over 1923, the winner was Mary Catherine Campbell, Miss Ohio, and it brought up a black and white picture, and her crown is hilarious. It literally looks like something that you would make in preschool.
Or like a Joker's crown.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a tiara. It
kind of makes me think of the Joker guy from Hunchback of Notre Dame. The cartoon.
Oh yeah, a little bit. That, I mean, it's very heavy and clunky, and it's a black and white photo, so I can't tell really mm-hmm. more detail, but it's whew.
And I mean, the Miss America pageant has I probably couldn't name you most winners.
Mm-hmm. It's never been Montana.
Never.
I mean, I'm pretty sure never.
Is there a list to see like how many times each state has won?
Let me look that up. I am the girl who looks stuff up.
Yeah, because I kind of feel since 1921, everyone should have won at least once.
Miss America, I mean, Miss Montana, I don't know. I'll definitely say rarely.
Huh. That's, yeah, now I'm super fascinated in that. But that, I know what, and I've just forgotten her name, but starts with a V. Who won and then had to give it back because it had turned out she had done
nude photos?
Yeah.
The actress?
Yeah. What's her name?
Yeah, I can picture her.
Which
she
starts with a V, right?
Ugly Betty. She was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one. We'll get there in a moment. But I think also.
Yeah, I can picture.
Was maybe one of the
people
Catwomen's.
People are screaming at us right now.
I know
you remember.
They are. Yeah. <You know? laughs> But I think one of the actresses who played Catwoman was also a Miss America.
Hmm.
Although it's I always got a little confused because there's Miss America and there's
Miss World
USA,
Miss Universe,
and Miss Universe. And isn't Miss World a fitness?
I think so.
There's a lot of pageants, and
North Dakota won this year.
Oh, well, good for them.
Go North Dakota.
Has Montana ever won?
Not seeing it on the list.
Wow.
Yeah.
Montana.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I know. Come on.
Poor Montanites? What are
Montanans.
You?
Montanites is hilarious, though.
Clearly, I've never been to Montana.
Let's see. The state that has won the most, because, you know, this is fun. New York.
Well, okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Tied with Oklahoma and California.
So,
oh, and Ohio. Okay. So those have each won 6 times.
No offense. I'm not surprised that New York and California.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little surprised at Oklahoma,
yeah.
But I'm also really surprised Montana's never won once. So
never.
My whole vision of what, you know, a beauty pageant winner is clearly completely screwed because Miss Congeniality.
I'm seeing there. This doesn't look like there's that many. It looks like many states have never been represented.
Oh, wow. All this time.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for them now. Even though it's just like a beauty pageant. And clearly, I don't watch it because I know nothing about it. But I feel really bad for the entire state of Montana and others
I remember watching it as a kid because as a kid, we only had three channels and right. really only two of them came in on a regular basis. So, you know, you watched what was on and right. so I remember watching it as a kid, but beyond that, haven't watched it in recent years that I can think of.
Yeah, no, I know I've seen it at least once, even though I'm not sure even then if I saw it all the way through, but I saw at least the majority of it once.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can see why it would appeal to some women, but it doesn't appeal to me. So, right. Yeah, changing the channel. Not going to watch that again. But, yeah, so very divided opinions. It'll be interesting to see what the Miss America pageant becomes,
mm-hmm.
since it is a not a beauty pageant that is really becoming a not a beauty pageant.
Right. But, you know, it's not going to contain ugly people. I mean, I don't mean that, like,
right.
and I don't even know, ugly is so subjective. Like, people right. that some people think are ugly are, you know, strikingly beautiful to other people. But I would imagine it's still going to be a certain look.
Well, and it gets kind of confusing because people were talking about how the, like, state and regional levels and some of those still had a swimsuit competition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the main pageant doesn't, but by then you've had to beat out, you know,
right, you've still
however
to.
Many other women to get even to being your state's representative. Unless you're, I'm just going to give Montana the benefit of the doubt and just assume they just don't have a lot of people who do this anyways. I will give well, them I mean, the benefit
we,
of the doubt.
We send someone every year, but
we can get at least one person a year to go for Miss Montana, and that I will say that is why Montana's never won.
There you go.
Okay. It's because they have to search for that Miss Montana. It's really hard to find her.
We'll go with that.
Yes. But yeah, so it'll be very interesting to see how this goes. Not that I will probably even watch it, but I'm sure I will hear of it after the fact.
And there will still be people who will live tweet it. And so you can go read those highly entertaining comments.
Well, and see, like, the one thing is when they said they were replacing the not a dressing gown.
Evening gown.
Why do I keep wanting to say dress? Because it's a dress and a gown in my head.
That's probably
it.
Yep.
Those go together and evening just gets cut out because I've never actually worn one of those for an evening event. So also, again, I don't like heels. See, just was not a Miss America candidate.
You just weren't
all.
Destined. Nope.
Yeah. But they're going to replace that. They want women to wear whatever makes them feel comfortable and confident.
Hmm.
And I feel like that could be like in the Miss Universe pageant where the women wear clothing representative of their country,
mm-hmm.
that this could sort of tie into the telling more about myself or my state or
right.
my skill, talent, whatever have you, if it's going to, you know, tie into that. So I think that would be very interesting to see how
yeah.
the different candidates take that to what does that mean, clothes I'm comfortable and confident in.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to watch this, but excited to see what the results will be, which I feel now I need to say in an announcer voice, we will have the results after this break, as we take a real break.
There are no results to have after this break, but
we'll make some up. Montana won. That's the result. I will tell you now, even before the break, Montana finally won. All right.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. We'd like to now Miss Montana. No, I'm sorry.
We did look, and there are about 18 states that have never won.
Yeah, not 18, 13.
But we counted. There was 32. There are 33 counting DC.
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. I ended. Yeah,
we only came. Yeah, never mind.
Sorry. But anyway, so this next story, beyond even poor Sarah's Montana, is...
Okay, we have other stuff to do.
I know. It's hard to imagine anything worse than Montana not having won the Miss America pageant.
This is worse?
It is worse, particularly for you, because this is like your second nightmare after Miss Montana.
Oh, no, we're going to be killed by AI, aren't we?
Almost! I think this is super cool, in that there's this new conveyor belt that can literally... it said it could move in any direction. That's not true. The conveyor belt's not actually moving at all, but it can move packages in pretty any I can't talk.
Any much direction? I love that.
I'm that excited. My brain has gone off on the conveyor belt. So this is called the Celluveyor, which completely threw me off when I first saw it, because I was like, what does
cellulite?
This have to do with, well, what does this have to do with cell phones?
Oh,
and yeah. Then forgetting that cell phones are named because of the cell towers in each cell. Yeah,
right.
Completely. So this is, it's a thing where it's got all these little wheels. And if you look at it, because the wheels are like alternating pink and black or whatever, when they spin, it's actually kind of mesmerizing to watch.
I'm sure.
I watched the like little video sort of explaining it like 2.5 times. I was just like, that is wow. So it's actually, they got the idea evidently from soccer playing robots. To which my first response was,
soccer playing robots. Why are there soccer playing robots?
I mean, I know we do robot competitions for like inter thing here, but is that a league? Is there a whole league of soccer? Where was the need to create soccer playing robots?
Wow. But,
yeah. So because of this, they decide, hey, that's a cool thing. What happened if you would turn that upside down and have the wheels up? Because soccer playing robots can evidently move in any direction, which they should. It's soccer. So they did that and put these things in these sort of like hexagonal. I think it's hexagonal. I don't know my shapes that well.
It looks like it's either 5 or 6 sides. It's moving too fast. Hold on.
Hexagon thing, because a pentagon is 5. That part I know. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, I start getting lost. Don't put the hedron. Yeah, no. So it's got these little wheels and it's situated at angles to each other so that it will run into different angled and through, they use software to sort of track where a package should go and plan it, and then set the wheel spinning in the way to it needs to do that. And you see in this video, it looks like almost like it made me think of like if the Borrowers had valet parkers, because you see these packages sort of come in.
Borrowers, that's awesome.
Well, because it's packages, and you see these packages sort of come in and park next to each other.
Yes.
And then they all go.
I was just watching that part.
So it does. It looks like valet parkers for packages. And it's super cool.
It's very cool.
It doesn't move itself. Just the wheels move. And if one of the cells is broken, they can very quickly change out a cell for a different cell.
Mm-hmm.
But it totally made me think of you because, well, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great. I'm just like, Sarah will think of some way that this will kill us.
I haven't thought of any way that it's going to kill us yet. I think it's pretty cool looking.
Really? Because I was thinking that you would think, like, if we ever got on one.
If we ever got on one. Well, I'm not planning on riding on the conveyor belt.
But
there,
you know,
I'm sure there are people out there. You know who you are.
We know AI and robots will bring it up and trick us into doing something and then turn on our inter smart thing here that will push us onto the conveyor belt.
and then redirect us.
And then valet park us into a wood chipper or something. I don't even know what you would have at the end of this really cool conveyor belt that would actually kill people.
Wow.
But yeah, I was trying to think like Sarah, and that is where my mind went. Sarah's brain must be a very, very interesting place.
It's pretty interesting.
But I also really liked a lot of people beyond like, oh, hey, that's cool. We're like, screw conveyor belts. Why don't you like put this on the sidewalk?
Mm.
And we could just like, and I was like, yeah, wait a minute. Along with my flying cars, wasn't I promised like conveyor belt sidewalks by like the Jetsons or something?
They could do this in the moving walkways in the airport, and then
right?
they could go more places.
Exactly.
You could veer. I don't know how you would really program that so that you make sure you veered off in the direction you wanted to go. But
like you get on a specific airport cart, like the luggage carts, but one you can also sit on and have your luggage on, and it's got a specific number, and then you like scan your boarding pass so it knows what gate to take you to, and then off you go.
Nice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Seriously, not future, because we're here now. Technology people, you have not lived up to your not at all real promises that you made in, you know, fictional movies and television shows, and I'm upset about that.
I'm thinking now of the Jetsons, where the seats come up and
exactly.
then take them to their, yeah.
But wasn't there also, isn't that like in the opening of the Jetsons, as you see his family members, don't they move on a conveyor belt sidewalk or something?
I think so, yeah.
And they take all the money from him. It has been a long time, even longer than beauty pageants, a long, long time since I saw the Jetsons. Because that was not actually my era. I only saw that on reruns when I was a child, and then they stopped doing reruns when I was a child. So I am going off
I think
off
you can still watch it on, like, the Cartoon Network somewhere. Or something,
well,
like, late at night.
Well, it used to be on Cartoon Network when I was a kid, and then it stopped. And I think and Cartoon Network has Adult Swim at night, so, yeah.
I mean, I don't know, maybe, like, I'm talking, like, midnight. I didn't sleep for a while, and I used to watch, like, the Smurfs were on, the Flintstones were on. Yeah, so I don't know if the Jetsons are on, but...
Yeah, and interestingly, when I was a kid, I didn't like the Jetsons. I liked the Flintstones more, but I did like the Flintstones meet Jetsons movie thing. Because we now have to go, and now I'm thinking of, like, the old things that you never saw, like Jabberjaws and Speedbug. Yeah, gone off into nostalgia childhood there. So let's come back to the really cool conveyor belt of death.
I would just like to point out that I do not think it's the conveyor belt of death. This is all Stacey today.
No, but yeah, I think that would actually be super great to just, because walking sidewalks is tiring.
We are going to end up like, what is that movie where everybody is?
I mean, Wall-E.
Well, yeah, where all the humans are just large and riding around in things that carry them everywhere.
But I kind of do want not to be large, but the carry me around everywhere thing. It's walking, like, I walk a lot because I ride public transportation, and the bus does not unfortunately stop right at my house.
Yeah.
So I have to walk from the bus stop to my house, and especially now as it's becoming summer, I'm just like, oh.
Well, yeah, summer with
this. This is the most miserable thing in the world. Why? So, yeah, I am very upset that I don't have my moving sidewalk that will hopefully not convey me to my death. Why is this not a thing? Like, and again, if you look at it, you'd have to have some sort of plate or seat or trolley or something to stand on.
Right.
Because it's moving packages that themselves have a flat bottom, which is how it works. But, like,
right.
If I tried to stand, it would be a big fail and I'd fall.
Yeah. You'd have to have incredible balance or something. Yeah.
Or put on, I don't even know if you can do magnetized it. Magnetized like boards shoes, on your feet. Like, if you put on, like, I was thinking of snowshoes, but just without the holes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even know that you could do it. You'd have to be... Maybe if you put on skis, if you're a really good skier. If you're a professional skier, you maybe could ski down the conveyor belt of non-death. But for the rest of us, we'd all totally fall flat on our backs. So we would need something?
Something.
That are not the floaty chairs that we all become large in from Wall-E. But I like this. And it's supposedly, like, cheaper because you've got the cells versus having to have this big motor
right.
that moves this huge belt,
right?
Whatever. And it made me think of, even though I really did not like that film, the New York Public Library documentary, which, again, out of the, like, 3 hours, there was maybe 10 minutes worth of interesting stuff. But one of those was the return system or whatever, which had a crazy conveyor belt that could shoot books off into any. I'm like, I'd love to see this and that. Like, not only can you shoot the books off into different bins, you could just shoot the books off. Like, do you need people with these conveyor belts when you can go in, like, almost literally any direction? Like, it's not even just I need to load things onto this one moving directional thing and make sure it goes off the way, but we need to load it onto that. It's like, save for the loading, which you could probably somehow set up to be automatic as well. This thing's like, you know what? Nope, I can totally make that left-hand turn there and then that 45-degree turn there, and then I don't know how you'd go up over a bump, but, like, it feels like it could be, which is where we get back to AI is going to kill us. Because it doesn't need humans at all, so there's really no reason for us to be here. And if it ever becomes sentient, we're all doomed, but we're doomed in, like, possibly the coolest way.
The sentient conveyor belt of death.
In the really cool, awesome way. So on that very bright note, we're going to take another break. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
Where we were not killed by AI over the break.
Thankfully.
Mm-hmm. Still here.
But this last story... Okay, so people were really upset about this last story, and I get why they were, but at the same time, I'm like, that's actually kind of brilliant. And that a school... I can't remember now where the school is. Set up a... Not set up, even... Put lyrics to the tune of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
I just saw this.
To teach kindergartners how to deal with an active shooter situation. Which, okay, I can get why parents are freaked out about that. But I'm pretty sure this is just required. Because I don't remember this in elementary. But starting in middle school, this was something we also had to learn about.
I never did.
Well, I don't know that they had that in your era. But I was in middle school after Columbine. Yes. So that was a thing we had as well. But yeah, so they put the tune, the words to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, which I knew this and yet didn't know at the same time because I don't think about it, is also the ABC song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew it. I had figured that out. And I'm sad to say I didn't figure that out till I was literally an adult. But I figured that out at some point and then forgot about it because that's not how I normally think of that song. You don't call it the ABC song. You call it Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
I actually just saw this today when I was scrolling through Facebook that somebody said that they have friends in a parent group who were saying that their children were crying when they heard Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and they couldn't figure it out. And she said, maybe this is why. And she posted these lyrics.
Well, and I mean, yeah, so a lot of parents were really upset. Is this what you should be teaching my kindergartner?
Well.
But yeah, kind of. Like, this is the
unfortunately
situation
that's reality and
that keeps happening.
It's let's be mad at the reason that we have to teach our kindergartners this, not the fact that they are being taught this, because they need to know, you know, and if it's something like this that kind of gets ingrained in their brain, then they'll, it's like fire drills. We all grew up with them, never ever had a fire at school, but would have known exactly what to do had I had a fire at school.
Well, and also just because this is something we all know, it's something you'd remember, like beyond even how singing helps you remember things. You know this song. I haven't sung Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star in years, but I probably could get through most of it because I heard it so much.
Right.
Like putting it to this song, I actually think whichever school administrator came up with this, like that was brilliant. Mm-hmm. That was a great idea especially to kindergartners. Like if you were just going to be like, okay, there's a bad man on campus and they're not going to get that. And they're not going to remember that. And they're going to be like, are we done? Can we go to recess?
Right.
Like, but to put it to a song, I thought, was really great, even if the lyrics are, just by virtue of the situation,
depressing. Yeah.
I was going to say a little dark.
Yeah.
Because they call it lockdown, because, you know, active shooter situation is a mouthful.
Right. It doesn't really fit to the lyrics.
Right. So in the song, it's lockdown, lockdown, lock the door. And they're like, you know, shut off the lights, don't make noise, hide. And then it comes out, we can all have fun. I was like, okay, but
right. Yeah, the last line is lockdown, lockdown, it's all done. Now it's time to have some fun, which is a little flippant, I think, you know, because I doubt you're going to come out of an active shooter situation and be like, okay, let's play.
I mean, I'm assuming this song was for the drills.
Yeah.
I've been watching a show in it's a Korean show where this guy who was interested,
shocking.
I know, right? I don't watch things in English, but that's for a whole nother reason. But he's experiencing what it'd be like to be a preschool teacher for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the days he's there, they have a fire drill. So they have to take the kids out because it's a fire drill. And there's a kid who fell asleep. He's like, oh, can we leave? No, you can't leave him there. What if there was a real fire? But because this is in Korea, when the kids come into the preschool, they all take off their shoes.
Right.
Because that's very typical
yeah.
in Korea and most Asian countries. But when he's doing the show, I think it was January or February when they were shooting this. So they have to take all the kids out, and it had been like snowing earlier that day, and the kids are all barefoot. And I'm just like,
oh, that's awful.
On the one hand, yes, you have to prepare them for a really serious situation. And in a real fire, you do not have time to put your shoes
on. To sort out which kids' shoes are which.
Especially for preschoolers who would probably need help to put their shoes on. Yes. So yeah, I get for reality's sake, we have to take them outside in non-shoes, but this is a bunch frostbite. Of 4-year-olds you're taking out barefoot in the wind. On the one hand, like, again, yes, prepare for these things. But on the other hand, I kind of wish we didn't have to prepare for these things.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But yeah, I mean, I remember, again, I know I've done fire drills all my life. I don't remember ever having to do an active shooter or, you know, an unidentified person on campus drill until middle school. And I'm sure I must have done them in high school, but I had just much other things on my mind in high school. And by then it was sort of like second nature. Mm. So I don't remember it then either. But yeah, this is just like, it's hard to think of any better way to do this.
Right.
And I actually think this is great because when I was in elementary school, we every Friday for some reason had a whatever in the auditorium where all the students had to come and sit. And then we sang songs. Because
really,
I don't know why. And amongst other things, I remember we sang the Hello Mother, Hello Father song where they went off to camp.
You went to Kumbaya school?
No. I don't remember what was the point of this, but it was every Friday. Everyone came into the auditorium, school lunchroom, what have you. And we sat according to school order. So the kindergartners were in front and the sixth graders were in back.
Oh, this was elementary school. For some reason, I was picturing this in high school. And I'm like, really?
No, we did this in elementary. But, you know, I would actually kind of have preferred, because at least then the song's for a purpose. Like, I remember being really annoyed a number of Fridays. I was like, you know what? I'd actually rather go back to class and do, you know, multiplication or whatever we were doing. Do we have to sit here and sing these stupid songs? And I also got really upset because in one of the songs, one of the lyrics had the word ain't in it. And I was like, you're teachers and you won't let me use ain't in my writing, but you put ain't in a song. I was just very frustrated most Friday mornings.
You're a very angry child.
No, I wasn't. I really liked school, but this was just, it felt like a waste of time. And I don't want to sit with the stupid first graders and all that whole thing. So I would much rather have had a song that actually was for some use if you're going to make me sing silly songs.
Right.
I was not an angry child. I just want to point that out.
Okay.
This was a good response to an unfortunate reality that we all have to deal with. And I kind of wish the people on social media had done that, but more of them really hopped to the, oh my God, as a parent, I'm terrified of
right,
this sort of thing.
Right, which is where we tend to go on so many things, of just like hopping to the, this is pissing me off, pardon my French, right. But instead of like,
how dare you teach my daughter? What would you have us do? Right. We have to teach her about this situation.
All of these things always make me think, are you talking to your kid, or do they just go to school in a vacuum? Because sometimes I feel like we blame the school for everything, but we're not like engaging about anything that goes on at the school. I don't know.
My kid's at this school for not, I'm sure it's not 8 hours, but however many hours a day. So you have all these opportunities to what? Even though then we talk about how schools are failing our students and they're not learning anything, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that's a slightly off topic and
we're
kind of
not
grumpy,
go
but
there, yeah.
We don't need to be grumpy.
But yeah, bravo to the administrator who, administrator.
Yeah.
That's what I learned in school. And also ain't, I'm going to say that. I learned ain't in school and you cannot prove me wrong on that. I'm not an angry student at all. Note. We're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.